BLUE.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What a beautiful sunny morning. If you're still laying in bed, hey, it's time to get up. The rain's all over. The sun is out. Beautiful blue sky with some puffy clouds on it. And a good day to maybe work in the garage or the tool shed and start to put the lawnmower away for the year. Winterize all of your power equipment, weed whackers, and things like that. And with the help of one of our listeners this morning, we talked about what you should be doing. And you should start thinking about winterizing some of your more delicate shrubs. Roses, for example, blue hydrangea, azaleas. And there are some new ways that you can protect your plants. We've talked about using things like wilt-proof and wilt-stop and anti-desiccant. But if you live in an area where there's a lot of wind and you have a harsh winter, there is a new shrub guard product on the market that we want to tell you about that will do a great job for you, and it looks beautiful. So I've asked two garden friends from the gardening industry to join us. We have Cynthia and Carrie, and they are owners of a company called Plumstone. And they are the girls who have developed the sun stick that we talk quite a bit about, how you take this little stick, you put it in your yard in the area that you're thinking about putting a vegetable garden or a perennial garden, and it will tell you what the light is like in that particular area. This is a great product, and for somebody who's new at gardening, you know what type of plants will grow in that climate, in that exposure. And it's a wonderful, wonderful product. Well, they have come out with a shrub guard, and I wanted them to join us this morning and to tell you about that. Ladies, good morning.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hello.
Good morning, Cynthia and Carrie. How are you today?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad you were able to join us. These young ladies live on the West Coast, so they've had to get up early with a 3-hour difference to join us this morning. Tell us about the shrub guard.
Well, sure, Paul. You know, I came up with this idea out of frustration on a November morning, much like today, putting up burlap around my rhododendrons and struggling with the stakes and the staple gun out there, and thought there's got to be a better way. And so Carrie and I developed this product to replace burlap or rose cones, or just to do. I also would have frustrations come springtime when I wasn't getting the buds on my hydrangeas and my rhododendrons that I really wanted to have. So it's made out of a breathable and porous fabric that's much more durable than burlap, but it's not going to suffocate your plant like a plastic bag that I've known people to also try. And it wraps kind of from the side around the plant. You tie it down the side, and it cinches at the bottom, and it cinches at the top. And we made the top. You can leave the top open if snow, if you get a lot of snow, which where we live, we definitely do. And because then that allows the snow actually to come in around the plant, which because that provides insulation and moisture, and it doesn't crush the plant, but it protects it from what you were talking about, that wind, which desiccates those nice fat buds that have appeared in the fall, or just kills off the branches. So that's the now, basic idea of what it does.
Now, Carrie, How does it handle snow? I mean, if we get a winter with a lot of snow and you're wrapping your plant with this, how does it handle it? Does it do a good job?
Yes, as Cynthia was saying, I can just finish, that we definitely want the snow to go inside the bag. One of the things that we were concerned about when we started developing the product was we have a lot of snow here and we didn't want it to be gathering on top of the fabric and crushing the plant. And then from gathering more information and talking to our experts here in West Michigan, we discovered that the snow is critical to the health of the plant. It can really provide such a protective barrier and insulate the plant and provide that moisture on warm days that the plant's not able to get from the ground. So we definitely left the top open. We want people to leave it open and just wrap from the side to protect from the wind and to protect from the sun and to protect from hungry animals such as deer and rabbits.
Now, the other thing is that I noticed when we when you were showing me this product is that it is a really attractive way of protecting plants. I mean, when you wrap it with burlap, all you see are these brown cylinders around the plants. Tell us what the shrub guard looks like.
Yes, that was one of the things we also set out to do, is not only make it easier to use, but more attractive in our landscape. So it's a nice sage green, and it has a leaf pattern on it that looks a lot like a fern leaf. And so we went for something that was subtle, that wouldn't pop out. We had a couple greens that were really pretty greens, but we decided were just way too bright. And so we went for a sage green that was just a nice blended in with the landscape. In fact, when we were trying to photograph it for our packaging, our photographer kept having trouble because she was trying to make it pop, and it wouldn't. It was just blending right in with the landscapes, which was just what we were going for. So I think people have really loved how it looks.
Now, how many years will this shrub guard last for?
The shrub guard will definitely last more than one season, several seasons at a minimum. We, of course, just developed it, so we haven't had 10 years to have it on a plant yet, but we anticipate that it will last for a very long time. It is made of a very dull, durable polypropylene material, so we've intended for it to be used from season to season. It even comes with its own storage bag. The bag that you purchase the shrub guard in is meant to be kept. And when you're finished with the shrub guard in the springtime, you can simply roll it, wash it in a washing machine if you prefer, or wipe it down with a hose to get it all clean. And then it can simply be dried out, rolled back up in its bag, and put into a storage container or into the storage bag that we provide for the summertime. And then in the fall, it's all ready to go.
Now, how many... how large of a plant will this shrub guard protect?
Right. Well, that's a good question. We actually, it comes in three sizes. Our small is made for a 2x2 plant, 2 feet by 2 feet, and then it goes up from there. We have the medium is 3x3, and a large is it's actually 3x3.5, and then 4x4.5. And I've been surprised by... The large is 4x4.5, but I've been surprised by how large a shrub we can actually get it around, because they do give, you know, you don't want to be smashing the plant, but, you know, they'll bend in and give very well. And then finally we have what we call our customizable sheet, and that's a 5x7 sheet, before, that rose trellis or a tall arborvitae, just an odd-shaped plant. And all of them also, besides fastening along the sides, they come with additional fasteners. So if you need to tighten it up a little bit or shape it, you have the fasteners to help you with that. So we have found that it fits a wide variety of plants between these three sizes.
I just wanted to add that it's also gangable. You can tie two of the shrub guards together and also attach the fastenable, the customizable sheets to one another. And so really you can make it as large as you need it to be.
So with those customized sheets, you can attach them together to make that surface area larger.
Right. We wanted to make sure we had an option for, in case you cannot get around to the back of the shrub, or if you have a long hedge and it has one side, and for example, which is exposed to the wind, you can just protect that one side and then fasten it so that it is snug and secure.
Now, if people are wanting to pick up this, can they find it at their local nursery?
It is in a number of garden centers in the Northeast. That's the first place I would look, is call or go into your garden center and ask. And they usually have a good size display with all the sizes available. It's also available online at two sites. Yardlover.com is carrying it, and Yardiac, Yardiac, is also carrying it, Yardiac.com. And then if you want more information, you can go to our website, our GoSunStick.com website, and we can help you find a location as well.
Terrific. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate all the information.
Attention, all homeowners. Put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots. And Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard delivers the valuable nutrition lawns need to build strong roots. And fall is when lawns build their roots. So fall is when you need to feed. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this alert from the Lawn Desk. For additional information, visit scotts.com.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. Have you ever traveled with the Paul Parent Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
Attention, all homeowners. Put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots. And Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard delivers the valuable nutrition lawns need to build strong roots. And fall is when lawns build their roots. So fall is when you need to feed. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this alert from the Lawn Desk. For additional information, visit scotts.com.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. or visit OrderChews.com. That's Order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. And we were talking with Carrie and Cynthia. They are from Plumstone Company that developed the Sunstick. And this is a new shrub guard that you can find at a lot of the garden centers. And it's pretty. It's like a print on the material, so it doesn't stand out. And you look like you got a wall of burlap there. It looks real good, and it does a super, super job with drawstrings to pull it in and to hold it tight on the plant. So for roses, it's really good. For hydrangeas, it's an excellent, excellent covering, and it will help to prevent dehydration. So, you know, maybe something that you could try this year. Okay, Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Ann on the line, who's calling with a question about her blue spruce.
Ann, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, good morning, Paul. I'm very concerned about those my blue spruce, which is I enjoy them very much for 25 years. They're gorgeous. They make a living fence. And all of a sudden, it starts last year. There is the branch inside the branches got like a brownish orangey. And I know that I noticed this summer that they were just plain brand, you know, the needles, no more green for the ones that I had last year. Now it starts all over again, and I can see the branches, like I told you, in the middle of the branch. All orangey brown. What should I do? I bought some beer. Systemic for trees in Northeastern Nursery. You think that will be good to put them? But they say you can't put them when your ground is soaked of water. So what should I do?
Well, I mean, we just had between an inch and a half and some places as much as 4 inches of rain throughout the Northeast. Mm-hmm. So if you can wait until Tuesday or Wednesday, then you can apply it. It's just right now that instead of the product being absorbed by the tree, there's just so much water that it's going to soak into the ground, and the plant won't be able to pull it into itself. So give it 2 or 3 days for the ground to dry a little bit, and then you can put it around the trunk of the tree. It will be absorbed into the tree, and that will work a lot better for you.
What do you think it is? Excuse me. What it is? What do you think? You think I'm losing them? I'm afraid I lose them because just to take them down will cost me $1,000.
Oh yeah, yeah. The best thing for you to the best thing for you to do, Ann, is when you've had 3 or 4 days of dryness and you see that the ground isn't muddy anymore, okay, then put the bayer tree in shrub. Now, in the spring, if you can fertilize those trees, that would really be good. And what I've done with big evergreens, it's really easy. And, you know, if you can't do it, if you can get one of the neighborhood boys to come and help you. And, you know, if this some of the high school kids, they could do this for you. What you do is you take a yardstick and put the yardstick up against the trunk of the tree to see how thick the trunk is, to see what the diameter is. So if you put the ruler or the yardstick on it, and let's say the trunk measures 13 inches in diameter, okay, for a big blue spruce, you would use a couple of pounds per inch diameter of the trunk of the tree. And what I would have you do is to get a regular crowbar or a short piece of pipe, something to make a hole in the ground, and have the boys jam the crowbar in the ground, kind of wiggle it back and forth to give you a bigger opening, and then have them put half a handful of fertilizer in that hole.
Okay.
And you start on the outside where the tips of the branches are, and you make holes about 3 feet apart all the way around. And then have them come in 2 feet,
okay,
and make another series of holes and put a handful in each of those, and that will help to give them some additional energy when spring arrives. Okay? If we can help you, 800-259-9231. With winter approaching, let's prepare the grass on the side of the road from salt damage left by the snowplow. Apply liquid gypsum from SoilLogic this fall. Visit your local garden center or go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, and then on SoilLogic, and they'll ship it to you. 1 quart will treat 1,000 square feet and is equivalent to 200 pounds of dry gypsum. Better drainage, no wet spots, and no dead grass. Liquid gypsum by SoilLogic. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black
Black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to 2/3 of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. A lot to do around the yard. Still plenty of time to plant your bulbs. We talked about storing them and labeling them. And this time of the year, make sure that your grass is cut pretty short going into the winter. And one of the reasons that I like a shorter than normal cut grass going into the winter months, if your grass is tall and then the snows come, the blades of grass will lay down on top of each other, just like dominoes do. And because they're laying down and there's no good air circulation around the soil, if we have a winter with ice and a lot of snow, you tend to get problems with fungus. If the grass is cut short and the blades are not laying down on top of each other, there's less of a chance of having things like snow mold. on your lawn when the snow melts in the spring. So cut the grass short. Put down some fertilizer. I mean, this is a great time. Fall is the best time of the year to fertilize your lawn, and it does make a big, big difference. So cut it short, fertilize it, winterize that lawnmower, and then you can sit back and enjoy the beauty of the fall leaves. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Florence on the line, who's calling about an orchid.
Florence, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good. And yourself, Florence?
Good. I have an orchid, and it's been blooming beautifully. And my neighbors have all said how wonderful it looks. But now I'm ending up with a stem. What do I do?
Okay. When the last flower comes off the stem, you want to cut the stem as close to the base of the plant as possible.
Oh, okay.
And what's going to happen? It sounds to me like you have a Phalaenopsis orchid. The leaves are like straps, like a belt, a leather belt.
Yes.
Okay, that's called a Phalaenopsis. And if you can keep that plant in a nice south-facing window, it will re-bud and make a brand new stem between now and springtime.
Okay.
I have half a dozen Phalaenopsis orchids, and these are like foolproof. I mean, anybody can grow the Phalaenopsis.
Beautiful.
And I bought some last winter when we were visiting my son in Florida, and we brought them home, and I had purchased them directly from a greenhouse, so they were just buds. That way I could ship them home with me a lot easier. And they bloomed in February. They bloomed in March, April.
Right.
And I mean, they bloomed for like 6 months.
Right.
And
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe how much they bloomed.
They're just so wonderful.
Oh,
but what I've done, and if you can do the same thing, they'll rebloom. Because the orchids are growing in a bark and sphagnum moss mixture, what I did is I bought some Osmocote. And Osmocote is a fertilizer that looks just like BBs.
Right.
And then I put maybe a tablespoon in each pot. And that way, when I water, they're being fertilized. And I keep them in a south-facing window right in the front of the house. And I'll tell you, by the time March gets here, there'll be new buds coming out of those plants again. And they're, as you say, they're wicked easy to take care of. They're no big deal. And they bloom and bloom and bloom.
How often do you water?
I water once a week.
Yeah,
because
right.
Schultz
orchid fertilizer?
Yes, Schultz fertilizer is very good.
Okay.
If you
well, that's just as good as the Osmocote?
Yep. I use Osmocote because I don't always remember to fertilize them.
Right.
And if you remember that every couple of weeks you want to give them a good shot of fertilizer, that's great. But you can use Schultz, you can use Miracle-Gro, they have an orchid fertilizer. But I use a little Osmocote pellets that way, and I do new pellets every 6 months, and that way all I do is water and they get fed.
Okay.
Okay?
Do I need to put them in a larger pot or anything?
You can keep them in that same pot for about 3 years.
Oh, all right.
Okay?
Okay. Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you, Florence. Okay, enjoy. Bye-bye. Jared, who's up next?
Next up is Amber, who has a question about her vegetable garden.
Amber, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hi, Amber. Amber, you there?
Oh, it looks like she might not be there. We'll go to Jim, who's calling about his lawn.
Okay, Jim, good morning. How can we help you with the lawn this morning?
Yeah, good morning, Paul. I went through the whole ordeal. I took 4 inches of topsoil off my yard and put 4 inches of loam, and I had it hydroseeded Monday. And, of course, excuse me, last night on the Cape we had about 2 inches of rain. Yeah. And my yard now looks like a sandbar at low tide. You know, with the grooves and the discoloration, you can see seed pools. And I was wondering if there's anything I can do to salvage, or should I just pack it in and wait till spring?
Well, I mean, Cape Cod, you still have another 4 or 5 weeks of good growing weather anyways. What I would do is I would go down to your local nursery and see if you can buy from them perennial rye seed. Perennial rye will germinate in about 2 weeks. It's a very, very quick germinating. Now, they'll say, well, all I have is annual. You don't want annual. You want, annual is 1 year. You want perennial. Now, in that hydro seed that they put in there, they have bluegrass and they probably have fescue. Perennial rye will germinate in 2 weeks. It will hold the ground so that there's no more erosion. The fescues will normally take about 3 weeks to come up, and the bluegrass will take a month. So the bluegrass, to really be practical, will not germinate until next spring, but the seed is still there. So it will sit there next spring when the weather gets nice. They'll germinate, and it will start to grow. It may even germinate during November. It just depends what the weather's like. And Cape Cod is a very unique little piece of Massachusetts, ocean on both sides, and the climate is much milder, so you may even get bluegrass that will germinate by mid-November. So don't give up. But I would just buy, you know, tell them how large your area is. And let's say, for example, you had a couple thousand square feet that you had hydro seed. I would buy a box that will do 1,000 square feet and just wait until the ground dries a little, because if you try and walk on it now with all the rain we had, you're probably going to sink and you'll make footprints, and then you'll have a really bumpy area. So wait until the ground drains and it firms up a little bit. Buy some perennial rye seed and just walk in the areas where you saw you had a lot of erosion and throw a new layer down right on top of the ground and keep it wet. It will germinate and it will fill in. Now, if you take a steel rake and just kind of scratch it in barely, I'm not saying dig in 2 or 3 inches, but lightly scratch that seed into the ground with a steel rake about a half an inch, that will help to get it in contact and cover it with the seed. And then keep it wet. But don't panic. A lot of that seed that's there got pushed into the ground with the rain. And it's the places where you had erosion. It may not be a bad idea when you're at the garden center. Some of the nurseries will sell straw, either in a plastic bale, like a bale of peat moss, or you can buy straw in a string-tied bale. And where you had all of this erosion, may not be a bad idea to sprinkle some straw in there to prevent future erosion between now and spring. Thank you, Jim. Oh, whatever you do, make sure it's straw and not hay. Hay, it looks like grass. Straw is coarse and kind of a golden yellow color. So like a feed and grain store or some of the nurseries. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Tony on the line. He's got a question about grass seed.
Hey, Tony, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Morning. Good, and yourself?
Very good, thank you. I just rototilled my whole front yard, and I had to dig up some grass that I really didn't care for. One part was nut grass, and it's kind of a tough grass to get rid of. And right now I have just a bare front yard, and I'm wondering what's a good seed to plant this, to spread this type time of year, and what type of lime to spread on a pellet size or powder to help it along.
Okay. What I would do is instead of using the old-fashioned powdered lime, the old-fashioned powdered lime is going to take 6 months to work, and you want some results now. The pelletized lime will take you about 6 weeks instead of 6 months, but there's something called Magic Cal. It's made by the people that make Jonathan Green fertilizers and grass seed. And Magic Cal is a lime substitute, and it will do the same thing as lime does, but it does it in 7 to 10 days. And 1 50-pound bag of Magic Cal will be equivalent to 10 bags of lime. So less weight, works faster, and ends up saving you a ton of money. So you would use that. And then what I would use for fertilizer for grass seed, Jonathan Green has a seed blend called Black Beauty. And Black Beauty has tall fescues and some perennial rye in it. The perennial rye will come in quick, will hold the ground, and then your tall fescues will come in about a week to 10 days later than your perennial rye, and they will fill it right in. And that works wonderful. So, you know, just because we're into like the middle to late October, you can still plant grass seed if you live south of Boston. If you're in New Hampshire and Maine, you know, it's kind of iffy. It may do real, real well, but you have to be practical and say to yourself, you know, this is, it's late October. Today is the 25th. You know, November is 5 days away. Not a lot of bluegrass is going to germinate, and not a lot of perennial rye or fescues. On Cape Cod, a much better chance of having good germination. But for the rest of us, where I live in Maine, it's kind of late to plant grass seed at this point. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. If you have arthritis, carpal tunnel, or wrist problems, don't give up gardening because it hurts. Look for Radius Garden Tools. Last year I planted 1,100 seedlings without a single blister. My wife has arthritis and she would only help me if she got to use the Radius work tools. The tools are beautiful, durable, and guaranteed for life. Go to the website www.radiusgardentools.com for a dealer near you. Enjoy gardening again without pain and use Radius Garden Tools. The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of plant tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma. Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonide Moltox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamentals with Bonide oil and lime sulfur spray. This product kills the disease spores, insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plants, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and lime sulfur spray contain no chemicals, all organic.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
For years, doctors and researchers had known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Those of you that have a vegetable garden, I hope you haven't pulled everything out yet. I've cleaned mine, got almost everything out. The onions, the potatoes, the beets are all out. Carrots are all out. The only thing that's left is broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and a little bit of celery. And I'll tell you, with the cold weather, the Brussels sprouts flavor is intensifying. And the bulk of my Brussels sprouts we'll eat at Thanksgiving for dinner. So if you've never grown Brussels sprouts, they taste much better in October on than they do during the summer. And mine are about 4 feet tall right now. And we're picking Brussels sprouts every single week. And broccoli will continue to make the little heads, about 2-inch diameter heads, until Thanksgiving and even later, depending where you live. In Maine, where I live, I can pick broccoli some years until almost Christmas, depending on if we get snow or not. So don't give up. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Denise on the line, who's calling about a hibiscus.
Denise, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I have a potted hibiscus, and mm-hmm. it's been doing beautifully. Up until about a week or so ago, I noticed all over the buds and then on the open blooms when they open, the buds are practically coated with tiny little black bugs.
Yeah, those are aphids.
Okay, so what should I do?
The eighth, and that's one of the problems with hibiscus. For some reason, the aphids really, really love the very tips of the plant because that new growth is all soft. It's all succulent. The best thing for you to do is to take that plant outdoors today, take the hose, and with the pressure of your hose, try and blow the aphids off the tips of your branches and really clean it up. You don't have to water the soil, but with the force of the hose, blow it right on the tips of the plant and try and remove as many of the aphids as possible.
Okay.
Bring it in, let it air dry, and then if you can use an oil spray on the aphids, it works really well. Now, there's a company called Farm Solutions, and they make all of their indoor plant sprays totally organic, and it's different types of oils. Or if you have in your tool shed something called horticultural oil, and horticultural oil is a highly refined, almost like a paraffin wax type oil, and you spray all of your plant with it, any insect that it hits, it's going to coat with oil. The skin will absorb it. It will not be able to breathe, and it will drop and die. And if you can get the oil on the eggs that are hiding in the nooks and crannies of the leaves, any egg that's coated with oil will not hatch. Now, aphids, if they're in the house, they're in a sunny window with your hibiscus. The ones that you kill, they're gone. Eggs that you don't see will hatch within a week. So keep an eye on it. And I would just make a little bit of horticultural oil in like a mister bottle. Keep it right near the plant. And when you walk by it, look for aphids. If you see them, spray all of the tips of your plants with the oil. And if you could do that two or three times a week, within 2 or 3 weeks, the aphids will all be gone. But take it outside with the pressure of the hose. Blow as many off. Clean the plant. You could take paper towels and rub it on the leaves and clean them. And that will eliminate the major part of your problem. And then you'll just have to deal with the eggs that are going
to
be hatching. But horticultural...
I don't need to pull off the buds that are affected right now or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't pull off any buds because that's what you bought the plant for the beautiful flowers. And that's why I said if you can take the nozzle and blow with the pressure of the water, you can blow most of these insects right off of it.
Okay,
and then
great.
Bring it in the house and take a paper towel and clean off the leaves and then use the oil. You should be in good shape.
Thank you very much.
Then I thank you, Denise. You have a great weekend. And if you can coat them with the horticultural oil, that will prevent future infestations. And feed them, you know. Hibiscus love to be fed. And if you can feed them every couple of weeks with something like Miracle-Gro or the little Osmocote pellets, you're in great shape. They're hungry. And the more you feed them, the more they'll bloom.